This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back. Now, let me stay there, Dave and Maureen, for a second. Let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
How are you?
How you doing? Jessica, would you take her, this is not an invitation, by the way, this is just a question. Would you take her clothes out for money?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because no, you could literally offer me €1 trillion. I'll tell you no.
Ah, you stop out of that. If I offered you €1 trillion, let's all be honest with each other here. Somebody offered me €1 trillion, I'll take my clothes off.
No, I would tell you no.
I'm not being smart, but I find it hard to believe when somebody says to me, who was it once said, now I'm not referring just to him, and obviously I'm referring to people, but I'm just quoting him. Something along the lines that every woman is a prostitute. It's only a matter of negotiating the price. Was it Oscar Wilde or somebody else said that? I can't remember who said it, but somebody said that during, it was part of a play. And it is with all of us. We're all prostitutes to a sense that if offered enough money, where human nature will make us do things we wouldn't ordinarily do. Like if somebody said to me, Niall, will you run down Grafton Street in the nude? I'm going to say absolutely not. But if they said to me, Niall, I'll give you €1 billion if you run down Grafton Street in the nude. How many times do you want me to do it? Do you know what I mean? I'm taking the money, €1 billion. I'm not going to say no.
No, I'm 100% with the mother. And Maureen, I think they're about right on this. If she wants extra money for college, why can you not just go down to the local shop or the local McDonald's, get a job there? Why do you automatically need to go take your clothes off because all your mates are doing it? Would you feck off?
I don't think all our mates are doing it, but some of our mates.
If some of your mates were jumping off bridges, would you do it? Like, that's the most BS reason I've ever heard in my life.
But our mates are clearly making making enough pocket money out of it, you know, to go out at night and have a good time where she's not.
Yeah, because God forbid her mom and dad are like, no, we actually respect you more than that. We thought we instilled more value in you than that.
Dave, would you run down O'Connell Street in the nude for €1 billion?
You don't want to know how low that bar is for me, Niall. Trust me. You really fucking don't.
£20
in a hand shandy, I'd probably do it. But you know, I'm just curious, right? So everybody's heard knickers up in the twist over the morality of all this, right? What about like when you have like famous people or footballers, whatever, where they do like those mostly nude calendars? You know, or when you had like the Calvin Klein ads where we'll just say Ryan Reynolds for just to pick somebody who's like modeling men's underwear and stuff like that. Or when we used to have the Diet Coke ads where there's a builder and there's women looking at the, you know, windows salivating over them. Like, how is, I obviously understand, you know, OnlyFans is more in the sex work line things and it's a bit more graphic. But how is one is applauded and yet the other one is seedy, when they're both more or less doing the same thing? You're young, you're attractive, and you want to, you know, use your assets while you're young and attractive to make a few pounds. Like, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. You can have your morals all you fucking want, but your morals aren't going to pay your bills at the end of the day, are they?
Fair point, Jessica. Why? There is a double standard, isn't there?
Like, well, men do it, it's okay.
No, Dave, if it was a son saying that he wanted to do it, I'd still be saying, no, it's wrong.
No, that's fair enough. But I just mean on a societal level, you know, like it seems to be more acceptable when men do stuff like this, but when women try to dip their toe in they're all whores.
Yeah.
I know. Well, obviously that's wrong. But I she's going to college. Did she say what course she's doing in college?
Doesn't say, no.
Right. But she's going to college anyway. So you want to get yourself, you know, a decent job. You want a decent career for yourself. And you want to chance that of fecking it all up because you want to go in the nude or do a few underwear picks and sell them for £20 a pop. Would you go way out of that? Why would you throw away a decent life, a decent career, just because you think you might get a few quid on OnlyFans? If you want, like I said, if you want extra money, go work at the local shop or a local takeaway or something. Like,
by the way, can I just point out my underwear is for sale if anybody wants to buy it. I'll happily sell it.
That's just dirty.
Jessica. Samaria said she's selling her underwear. And I don't know what she's selling for.
The worst, But you're worse than the person who's asking for it.
Niall, I think a pair of like lace women's underwear are a bit more attractive than your crusty jocks. No offense.
Maureen, do you understand or have any knowledge of, or understanding as to why people would want pictures of Samaria's feet or buy her, you know, her old underwear or whatever it is? Is that all part of what we live in, this kind of perverted world?
Because they're sad.
Yeah, because
that's you're going down the line of, like, people have these weird fetishes. That's where all that fits in. It's like the children when they were going around dressed as animals. That's called furries. That's another fetish.
Oh, the furry. I seen somebody at a train station recently. I couldn't believe it.
I want to hear.
Yeah, I was at a train station and sitting waiting for a train was a mother and her daughter. And her daughter was dressed as a furry. And I'm looking at and had a lead on her and everything. And I'm looking at the mother going, are you serious? Are you? This daughter was about 14, 15 years of age, I'd say. Are you serious? I couldn't believe that the mother would allow the daughter to go out with her dress like that.
That's just kids. That's not furry.
She had the doggy face thing on her, Dave.
No. Trust me, this stuff is in my wheelhouse. I know a lot about this kind of stuff, okay? The kids wearing ears and the tails and the gloves, that's just kids playing dress-up, okay? That's a fad. That'll be gone in another 4 or 5 years. The same with headbands when I was younger or young ones wearing chokers. That's here today, gone tomorrow. Furries are the ones who wear the full-body animal costumes and have an animal persona. That's a whole subculture in and of itself.
Weird.
People are getting their knickers in a twist over kids wearing like gloves with claws and furry ears, and they're like, oh no, they think they're animals. They don't. It's kids playing dress up. The same way, Niall, you probably had your rhinestone jacket back in the day or your AC/DC leather cut off. That's all that is now.
AC/DC,
furries are completely different. Furries are the fucking weirdos who have an entire persona built around a full body animal costume.
And they actually identify as a dog or a cat or whatever.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I have one here in Boyd and Dog Town where I live, and I saw her the other day. She wears the tail, she wears the ears, and the whole shit and caboodle. That's furry.
Maureen, just finish. Let Maureen answer you.
You had your say. I'm having mine now. This has all stemmed from our children and grandchildren and young children being told that they can be anything they want. They can sit in the classroom and they can meow like a cat and bark like a dog. Just hold on a second. This is where all this goes. Are you too stupid to actually realize this?
No, Maureen.
They don't have to dress up. Just pipe down one second. They don't have to dress up in a full furry costume because it's the same thing. And then when they start it slowly, they can go the full way. Do you not understand how all this works?
Maureen,
just open your mouth.
Okay, let him answer you there, Maureen. Let him answer you.
No, hold on a second, Maureen, right? Unlike you, I'm not one of these people. I'm not one of these people who gets their information about young people from the internet and social media, okay? I have young children. I actually know more about this stuff than you do because I
have young grandchildren and I wear children, so I think I know a bit more than you.
A lot of this stuff comes from kids who watch cartoons, they watch anime and stuff, and they are fashion accessories. If you genuinely think a kid who wears some fur ears and a fluffy pair of gloves
and this girl had a full mask on her
dog costume.
I know, Dave, this girl had, she had like a dog's face. She had a dog's face, she had the dog's nose and the dog's mouth and, you know, the mask thing. She had all that on her as well. Dave, if that was my child, I wouldn't be letting them dress up going out in public like that. Sorry, Jessica. I don't want to get hung up on the whole furry thing. It's gone off the topic. Jessica.
Yeah, I know, but it's all...
Yeah, it's all relevant, I suppose, to some degree. Jessica, just going back to you, Jessica, before I come to John. In relation to the email, what do you think the parents should do? The father said he's going to disown her.
You know what? I wouldn't disagree with her. I wouldn't. I don't care how heartless that sounds. I'd say, right, well, if you want to throw away your life, a decent chance of a good career, because you won't think you're going to get quick with a few sleazy pictures or whatever, some sleazy videos, that's on you. But don't come running back to mommy and daddy when it all goes, pardon the pun, tits up in your face.
Oh, there you go.
Because we're not going to be here to comfort you, because you decided to do that. You decided to ruin your life. It's all up to you.
Hang on, let me just see if John will run down the street in the nude. John, hi, how are you?
I'm tempted to say woof woof.
John, Jessica said even a trillion billion dollars or whatever euros, she wouldn't do it. If I said to you, will you run down Patrick Street in the Nip and I give you €1 billion, are you going?
If you don't mind me saying that's a ridiculous statement to be bringing that into it.
No, I'm just, it's a test of morals, isn't it? It's a kind of test of morals.
Yeah, what is it? It's the very fact, like you heard that girl Landale, that's selling her underwear. Like.
If somebody wanted to buy Dave shorts, you know, and I'm sure Dave would happily sell them to him if he thought he could get a good price for them.
The thing is, like, I mean, this kind of stuff, like, it starts off, like, a lot of these guys that are subscribing to these sites, right, are fathers themselves, like, right, and their grandfathers, some of them, right, but if they went on and they saw their own granddaughter, right, or their teenage daughter, right, they would be absolutely meltdown over it, but it's going to be ogling someone else's daughter or granddaughter, right? It's pervy, and it's, if you're getting a lot of attention, it definitely tempts the girl then to go that bit further. Someone is making contact, they're offering money and everything, or quite a lot of money, because a lot of people out there have a lot of money, and they would pay for a very young girl to have sex with her. Like, it's basically a sanitized version of prostitution.
100%.
Dave, yeah. would you consider it to be prostitution? The only difference is you don't have physical contact, but a lot of people in OnlyFans are now not just singular women. You know, it's singular women having sex with other women or with other men on the camera for subs, for money, because they get paid. And then people will request privately that they do certain things for extra money. Yeah. So it's not that much different to prostitution, apart from the fact you're not physically in a bed with them.
No, I definitely would consider in the realm of sex work. Prostitution is more... There has to be the physical act between two people, you know. So I wouldn't necessarily consider a prostitution.
No, not necessarily, Dave.
I'm looking up the definition of prostitution, but go on.
But actually, look it up there for the crack. I'm open to being wrong. I would consider more X-rated content creators. You know, they're just like a YouTuber, only a wee bit more spicy.
The actual Oxford English definition of the word prostitution. A person, in particular, a woman. That's surprising that they actually still say that. I'm sure that's kind of the feminist
really?
Word like that. Yeah. A person, in particular, a woman who engages in sexual activity for payment. Well, that covers that then, Dave. Because activity...
I guess it's a form of... I hold my hand up and I will admit that I'm wrong. I guess it is a form of prostitution.
By definition.
No, you will. Well, I'll prostitute myself. I mean, Dave, is are you? Well, I'll come on here, put myself out there on the roundabout. Well, I'll prostitute myself.
Well, in different ways, yeah. Yeah, I prostitute myself. Yeah. I'm prostituting my mind and my voice every night to get paid. It's just a matter of where your morals stand and what sort of prostitution you're doing.
But I mean, I don't see, like, these girls are doing the so-called femininity mob who are fighting and never seems to be satisfied. These are not helping women's liberation, women's causes in any way. I always said that the worst people to leave women down are women themselves.
But not Jessica, obviously, because she's not one of those type
no,
of women.
No.
But can I honestly say... And, you know, and I trust Jessica. I've listened to her many years on the show.
But she's a liar. That's what you're going to say.
But I don't believe if I offered her €1 billion, she wouldn't run down the street in the nude. I think Kara would drag her down the street in the nude if I offered them €1 billion.
No, I just value myself a bit more than that, God forbid.
Well, how much then? How much do you value yourself? At €2 billion? €3 billion? You say you value yourself a bit more than that.
The price is nothing, because I have my self-respect and my dignity is a bit more important than any figure.
Yeah, but Dave has self-respect, but his bar is set quite low at the moment.
I'll do it for a gaming PC.
For a gaming PC. I think I have a spare one, Dave.
That's me.
He said he'd do it for a gaming PC.
That's going to be a long winter. I need something to entertain myself with. You can only interfere with yourself so many times.
I don't think that anyone has ever gone to offer you, me, or Dave, because I don't know what Dave looks like. I mean, by the sound of his voice,
I've seen.
But I would thought to say that maybe between the three of us, I don't think we'd make up one decent Brad Pitt.
No, I don't think so. No.
If you're wondering what I look like, John, think Gimli from Lord of the Rings, only a bit younger.
But, John, I mean, in theory, we're all pretending to have good morals, and we all pretend to have good morals. And we do, and a lot of us, and I know you've good morals, John, and Dave, I know you have. You've got kids and you've got good morals, and I'm sure Jessica
we do the best we can.
Yeah, but still, offered enough money, I think people will do things, or desperate for money sometimes, people will do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
Yeah, well,
you don't really believe in your morals.
Somebody mentioned while ago about, like, I mean, about the meal. What about the meal guys that prostitute themselves and all these sites are selling underwear or whatever, the whole lot. But the thing is, I think people expect more from women, and they just get
Why is the bar set higher for women? Why does the bar have to be set higher?
It just is because, like, I mean, they're like Jessica, like, I mean, has her life there, like, I mean, she has respect for herself, like, and I think men need, like, women need to keep themselves above this kind of stuff, like, to be totally respected, because, like, I mean, they are special. Women are special, like, I mean, we all think all women are special, and they are special. And, I mean, to keep them special, they need to keep away from this shit.
Jessica, so is the bar set higher for women, Jessica, than it is for men? Is that a bit unfair? There's a double standard, isn't it?
Wait, sorry?
Is the bar kind of set higher for women than it is for men? Well, you know, when it comes to morals.
I'd like to think we all have, I'd like to think that we all hold ourselves up to higher standards, but clearly we don't, because some men and women decide, oh, I want money, but I don't want to, you know, earn it a decent way. I want to go in the nip and earn it. So,
like, if you said to most young fellas at 23 years of age, will you star in a porn movie, but you don't get paid? They go, okay. You know, yeah, but women wouldn't. Women cost a lot more in the porn industry to hire than men. Because men, they just have to say, have a different, depending on their age, as they get older, they start to develop morals. But depending on their age. But, you know, you heard Dave there, he'll take his clothes off for a gaming PC. He's younger than me. I would want more, a bit more than a gaming PC. Yeah, well, let me go to Angela. Angela, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Do you know what? I'm kind of laughing at this because nobody seems to be mentioning that there are actually men on OnlyFans
very few.
There's actually not. The gay community is massive with men on OnlyFans.
Mm.
You know? Listen, if that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. But I can tell you, if it comes down to the money or my family, I'd be picking my family.
Mm.
I'd you know, because that's basically what we're kind of talking about here as well. It's like,
she needs the money and her family don't have it.
Well, if she needs the money, in one way you have to admire her for talent then, because a lot of young people or a lot of anyone wouldn't tell their parents this.
Oh, but they're
going
to find, yeah, but you'd have to tell your parents because the likelihood is they'll find out.
Oh, I know, but still, career, I can guarantee you there's more that don't tell them than more that do.
Okay, so we're talking about morals then. We're looking at where the bar is morally for everybody. Would you do it if you had no money?
Yeah.
So you go on OnlyFans?
Well, the way I look at it is, if I've no money and somebody's going to pay to look at my pictures, God damn it, I'll sell them.
Mm.
Why not?
Yeah, Samara said she was selling pictures of her feet and also her underwear.
Yeah. Jesus, if someone wants a picture of my... I have beautiful feet. I don't have ugly feet. Do you know where the middle, the second toe is bigger than the big toe?
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, that wrecks my head. Or you bony feet. You see, I have dainty feet. My feet are 2.5, right?
Yeah.
So I have small little feet. But, so you're kind
2 of... 2.5? That's a child size.
Yeah, I'm a 2.5.
So I'm assuming you have to buy children's shoes.
Yes, it's great.
How do you not fall over?
I don't wear heels.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't wear stilettos. Like, let me.
Make stilettos? For my days working as a manager of a shoe shop, which was one of my first jobs,
they do.
3 was the smallest we used to get, as from what I remember.
Yeah, 2. They do now.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of the time now they'll actually start, you know, in a size 2. Jeez, I can't believe we're talking about this. Size 2 as an adult foot now.
Right, okay.
So, anyway, but when you're looking at it, you go, okay, so to not stop me being homeless, stop me being cold, and stop me being hungry, someone's going to buy pictures of me on my feet
in the
naked, would you rather see me out on the street?
Mm. Yeah, no, I know.
That's the way you have to look at it. This girl is in college as well. And her parents...
Yeah.
And well, her parents can't afford to help her. Even getting a job. I know everyone saying, oh, just go out and get a job in a shop. A job in a shop will not pay your fees. And plus, there's not that many jobs in shops where you can just go, oh, I want to work from 8 to 10 in the evening or 6 to 10 in the evening, because you have to study as well.
Would you run down the main street in Clare in the nude for 100,000?
Damn feckin' right I would.
Oh, see, I, by the way, I dropped the price. Have you noticed that? When I asked Jessica, it was a billion.
You started at a trillion, you got a billion.
And now I'm down to 100,000 because I know it's Angela.
I'd do it for 50 grand. No, actually, I'd do it for 50 grand.
Right.
So why not? Sure, hold on a second.
But you'll be forever remembered as your one that ran down the street in the nude to look at the clip of her.
Okay, Lane.
You know what I mean?
The thing is, Niall, when I go swimming in the lake, I go swimming every afternoon in the lake, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll go in my bikini. I don't care.
That's different. You're wearing a bikini. That's fine. It's summertime. People wear bikinis.
You've seen the size of me. You know, so what? Just because I take off.
Yeah, but you've reduced your size somewhat since the last time I probably saw you.
I have reduced my size. Huh. But it doesn't matter. I still have a belly on me. I don't care.
Well, hang on. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Gladys. Gladys, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
You see, this whole topic depends on morally where we sit, doesn't it, really? And the parents obviously are conservative.
Let's get to the real crux of it. It's about money. It's about profit. Yeah. And guess who's making the most? OnlyFans.
Oh, the founder of OnlyFans, who's a woman, by the way.
Yeah. So they're taking their 20% of poor saps out there, God love them, you know, sort of. And if they're not making big bucks, you know, let's face it, some of them, it is a whole dependent on who's going to view.
Hang on for a second. Let me just correct something. So the CEOs of OnlyFans, one of the biggest companies now in the world, are taking their cut, as you say, from these girls and guys who are performing. But they're offering them a platform. They're marketing a platform. They're paying for the platform. They've done all the marketing to make it as famous as it is. So they're entitled to their 20% cut, if that's what it is.
I didn't say, listen, it's a business, right?
Yeah.
I didn't say they should be a charity. And say, let's say, you know, do your thing there.
Should we all work for a cut? You know, the tax man gets a cut. He gets a 40% cut.
But the idea that you can make serious money is serious content. So, I mean, the things now have become more extreme and what the content is, you know. So I think there's a bit of a myth that some of the young ones, you know, well, show them me boobs and you'll make a fortune. I don't think so. I think you have to do what that absolute mentally ill girl has done, God love her, you know, expose yourself and have sex with 1,000 men or something.
Oh, that Bonnie Blue one, yeah. There's very few people and women on OnlyFans who are doing what she's doing. And you're right.
Yeah.
I think she needs to see somebody and talk to somebody, a therapist or something. The very idea that you would want to have sex with 1,000 men in one day is just, it's beyond all. Yeah, she always has very little self-respect for herself. Or has lost all self-respect. And I don't think that's the case with people who are, generally speaking, women and men who are OnlyFans. I think some of them still have some shred of self-respect.
Why is it, you know, as a commodity that women are, again, their bodies are a commodity?
I'm not making that young could think of. Yeah, but I'm not making Bonnie Blue's body a commodity. I certainly wouldn't watch any of her videos. I wouldn't be interested. But I'm not making her. She's making herself a commodity.
Men are spending the money on whatever and then looking for private, whatever the case may be. So it's more extreme. And if you're making, say just for example, that somebody is making a few bob, you know, sort of things, so they don't have to pack, you know, something in.
But don't blame men. Don't blame men for this. I've heard this argument before that it's misogynistic.
No, the girl's doing it. They're earning X amount, right, that they wouldn't earn in a supermarket, right? So it seems like an easy thing. You just whip off whatever. But then it becomes when you know, oh, if I do X amount, well, then I
can make more,
a little bit more,
yeah,
and more content and more viewers.
The more extreme or the more unique.
You'll never want to take the job in the shoe shop, or there's nothing wrong with any of those jobs in my ad. But I don't know what it would do to a young girl's self-esteem, sense of mental well-being. So this is like, this is not empowerment of women.
Well, unfortunately, I've run right out of time. We got to be back. Oh, we will be back with you, should I say, straight after this very short break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.